This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
International government might be putting a stop to it. Whether that's their intention or not, we'll explain on the way. Chris has that story. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160. But first, we're talking about some of the good news, and that is that here in New Hampshire, we've got a ballot measure that it, you know, with any luck, will actually make it to the 2022 ballot. What needs to happen is 60% of the New Hampshire House and 60% of the Senate have to vote for it.
Never mind, I thought you said 60 was wrong.
No, 60% of the Senate and 60% of the House have to vote for it, and then roughly 67% of the people would then have to vote to pass it.
Oh, okay.
I do have to say it's very close, the support, so I don't know that we'll get there, but that's still good because you need such a high barrier to pass a constitutional amendment in New Hampshire.
But it's not impossible, by the way.
It's not impossible, but...
It actually happened twice in 2018. There were two constitutional amendments proposed on the ballot in 2018, and they voted, the people of New Hampshire voted like over 80%.
What were they about?
One of them was a right to privacy provision for the Constitution, and the other one was the ability to sue certain governmental people, governmental agencies.
Was that a constitutional amendment?
Those were both constitutional amendments.
Really? I didn't realize that. I thought that was just
a bill. Yeah, because
New
Hampshire doesn't have ballot measures.
What was the right to privacy about exactly?
You'll have to look it up and pull up the actual language. It's privacy protection that's for the Constitution.
But not for the government workers, right? Just for the people?
For the people, yeah.
I remember that. I remember it happening. I just don't really remember the details of it.
Yeah, you'll have to pull up the language if you really want to know. I don't have it in front of me. But I just brought it up as an example of
this
has happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to. I mean, if you remember something from 2018...
The point is that it happened within the last 3 years.
Sure.
This isn't like some rarity or whatever. It's not uncommon for...
It's not impossible.
...people of New Hampshire to vote for a constitutional amendment if they like it. And the people in New Hampshire tend to be independence-minded, you know, that they voted for a privacy protection provision. So, anyway, back to the story here from the Keene Sentinel. This is the local newspaper here in the mainstream paper here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. It's actually been around since like the late 1700s. Amazing, you know, they're still in business, but they are.
Whoa.
So back to the story here about the Ringe Representative Santa Anastasio, who is a first-time state rep. So that's sort of their focus of the story. It's like, ooh, local rep behind this bill. And he is indeed one of the original co-sponsors of the bill, which has almost the maximum number of co-sponsors, which is a good sign, I think, for its future success. Although the article here claims only 7 people are co-sponsoring. Last we heard it was 9.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they got their facts wrong or if 2 people bailed out. So I don't know.
How do you bail? I don't think you can bail out, can you?
I'm sure you can. You can probably contact the state and say, all right, take my name off this. But... it's probably more likely the reporter got it wrong.
Yeah, the reporters are notorious for getting that kind of stuff wrong.
So, more quotes here from the story. Again, they couldn't reach State Representative Sylvia or Santa Anastasio for comment, but coming up, they actually do reach another co-sponsor, so they'll get a fresh quote. But otherwise, they're just pulling quotes from the videos.
Yeah.
That we had these sort of open public discussions about what should be done, you know, what should the language of the bill be. And so going on, Sylvia said Texas is another state where there's been a sentiment for secession, and even suggested New Hampshire could throw in its lot with the Lone Star State if they both seceded. Sylvia said, quote, you don't necessarily have to have physical borders connecting states to become a collective, so if we want to join with Texas, why not, he said. Well, I would say why not because, well, I don't want Texas, you know, messing with us as far as our rules.
And I don't want Austin people voting for anything that affects me here in New Hampshire. And it's not just an Austin thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because they're the capital.
So I think I agree with the sentiments, but I don't think it's something we actually want. You know,
I expected him to say we could even trade with Texas.
I think that was more the point that he was making.
Hopefully.
Was that we don't, just because we're not part of the United States doesn't mean we can't trade with the United States, or it doesn't mean we can't trade with Texas or some other trade agreement.
Fine.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to vote for, Texas representatives, or I don't want to have, like you said, Texas people voting here to affect us.
Right. It's contrary to what you're trying to do, right?
Unions,
that doesn't really make much sense without.
I think the world has proven
context.
That these unions do not work, and they just lead to larger, more controlling states. Look at the EU. Look at the United States. I mean, this is perfect. It's the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I mean, the larger the organization, the worse the government usually is. So anyway, going on, he says he sees a lot of sentiment against the federal government when he goes to Republican meetings in his district in the Lakes region. Sylvia said, quote, when you go to those, and I do, there is a definite flavor of people who are not exactly friends of D.C., especially with the current figurehead down there. He's falling apart, Sylvia said.
Yeah, whenever we go interview people just asking how they feel about independence in general or just D.C. in general, I'm always going away like, I love New Hampshire, because people just naturally are like that. It's not like they're like, oh, I've been following this bill closely and this is like all I'm about and thinking about. It's just how they naturally are. They're like, yeah, you know what? You're right. The people in Washington, D.C. have done nothing but ruin my life. Why don't we just be New Hampshire?
I honestly think that you would probably find the same thing with, like, both sides of the aisle on this one when it comes to being against D.C.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the government always, sure, some of the time they do what you, well, maybe not us, but for the Democrats, they do what you want, but sometimes they don't, and then the other side has the ball, right? You can't go home. I mean, that's the problem, is you can't take your ball and go home. It's you're stuck with what you got.
The only thing that is a problem with the left, I think, in independence is there's all this brainwashing in their beloved colleges and public schools that say, oh, if you secede from Washington, D.C., somehow racists will take over because, oh, that's what the Civil War was fought all about. There's even a Union soldier statue in the middle of Keene.
I mean, the racists aren't even allowed to speak anymore. I mean, how much concern do you really have to worry about that?
I think there's no concern of racism taking over if somebody leaves the Union. I don't understand how Joe Biden, a racist, being president, is stopping any racist from taking over any state they want right now. It's just that there aren't that's not something that I think that they have the power to take over a state.
Joe's not actually racist.
I think he's racist.
He seems kind of racist.
He said minorities don't know how to get online.
Oh, yeah.
Among other things, actually. Anyway, he said Biden is mocked in some international news broadcasts and that in some quarters, quote, the U.S. is an embarrassment. Maybe it's time, he said, to separate ourselves from it and spare ourselves the agony, unquote. Another sponsor of the legislation, Representative Peter Tarosian of Atkinson, New Hampshire, said in an interview Friday that its proponents have come in for undue criticism for a proposal that he views as more of a statement than a practical matter. As a constitutional amendment, it would require 60% in support in the House and Senate, and then, the article gets this wrong, 60% support by voters. It's actually 2/3 support by voters. So it is 60% to get through the House and the Senate, which isn't impossible. Like, yeah, the Democrats and the Republicans, their leadership are going to encourage them to vote this thing down. But ultimately, what that says is, if you vote against this, you're saying you don't think the people of New Hampshire should be given a chance to make a statement about this. You don't think that, you're not voting as a representative on whether or not you support secession. If you vote for this bill, you're not saying you support secession. You're saying, I support giving the people the opportunity to say what they think. And that's not a radical proposal. That's not a, whoa, this guy's crazy for voting for this kind of thing. In fact, that's the sensible thing to do. Is to, all right, let's put it on the ballot. I don't think the people of New Hampshire will support this. Let's put it on the ballot to show them, right? Let's let the people of New Hampshire show us that they support the United States government and continuing with the union.
Yeah, it just definitely comes off as like this anti-democracy if you vote against this.
Yeah,
right?
If you vote against this, you're showing that you don't believe you're a representative for the people that live in your jurisdiction or whatever. You're showing that you believe you're a person who you think is smarter than
you're
the people
gatekeeper.
Making decisions for them because they're too dumb.
Right. Yeah, it's like you're treating your your people, the people who vote for you, as if you own them, rather than the other way around, which you're supposed to be working for the people, not using them to, you know, get rich and other types of things like that.
We got more coming up here from this, what I would call feature-length story. This is right now the main story when you go to the Keene Sentinel's website.
Really?
It's the front and center, top above the fold kind of story. So it makes me wonder if it's going to show up in tomorrow's newspaper or if it wasn't already in today's above the fold. This is Free Talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk 1-800-283-6160. Maybe you want to weigh in on New Hampshire independence or independence wherever you are. I mean, I want to see 50 burgeoning, successful independence movements all across the United States. It shouldn't just be New Hampshire, California, and Texas that are out there and visible on this, but it should be everywhere. There should be movements that are, you know, lively and interesting and successful all over the place. But hopefully we can inspire some of that.
I remember there's a caller that is pretty cool that calls from northern Georgia that says he thinks a lot of people in Georgia would be into it.
Yep. Somebody's got to take the ball, though, and run with it. You got to start this thing somehow. And we're doing that here, really kind of jump-starting it, because honestly, in the last decade, New Hampshire hasn't really been outstanding in any way when it comes to independence. There's been a couple of organizations, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which has done a good job over the years of just kind of trying to get the word out about independence, but, you know, that's, there hasn't been any sort of, like, legislative action in any way until now.
Yeah, you need something to actually happen, right?
Yes.
To get the ball rolling, and the introduction of a, you know, these amendments is that spark.
It's a jump start.
Yeah, it's what's really, I mean, because if you're just talking about it, you're not really going to get that much talk. But if you're actually doing something, then all of a sudden people are talking to you, then it becomes a real thing.
Right.
And then
now it's a possibility.
Right.
Is it probable? Well, you know, that's up for debate.
It's got more support than I could have thought. And it's got more support than Texas had. It has more support than I think even Canada, Quebec had when they went for their independence.
Oh, really? I studied that in detail.
I believe so. It was. I think. I mean,
didn't
I think
they get to vote on it there?
Yeah, they got. They barely missed. They almost were successful in their independence movement. So it was a little.
It was on the ballot. Though.
Yeah, it was on the ballot.
Which would mean they are more successful.
Twice.
That means they're more successful than we are.
Well,
because
right.
we haven't gotten it on the ballot
true,
yet.
True, but so I mean, in the terms of what the support was, just the general support. As a, I mean, we don't know what it's. We don't know whether it's going to get on the ballot. But as far as, like, those people supporting it, we have really good numbers. Again,
surprisingly positive results.
Right. And
we haven't had any, like, scientific poll, though, so it'd be interesting. It's so interesting if it gets on the ballot just to see
what
the numbers.
Think.
Right.
Yeah,
so the unscientific poll, if we compare it to Texas, is, I think it was, like, 10 to 25% between
Whoa.
Three polls over the last decade
oh
as far
goodness.
As what the percentage of the population that supported it. And it was the same type of poll that the, was it the union, I believe it was the union leader
the union
ran
leader.
Here for New Hampshire independence and whether or not people supported it. So.
And that one had like 70 to 80%.
Yeah, it was high. It was super high. I think it ended at like 71%.
So more here from the Sentinel, the Keene Sentinel at sentinelsource.com. It's a headline story right now as we're doing the show here tonight. They've interviewed Representative Peter Tarosian, who is the only one that returned phone calls to the Sentinel about this story. And so there's a few more comments from him coming up here. But now they get into the part that every mainstream media is going to, like, obligatorily have to publish. The legal ability of states to secede has been questioned by scholars. The U.S. Supreme Court found in an 1869 case out of Texas that the United States is, quote, an indestructible union, unquote, from which no state can secede.
This
That's
is
insane.
Misleading because what the I believe what the rule, and I don't know if it was the same specific ruling, but one of these rulings actually said it's not that you can't leave. It's that the way in which you're going about leaving, you can't do. So it's not that you can't leave. Mm-hmm. The courts actually ruled you can leave, you know, by that ruling. And it's being manipulated into you can't leave.
In a 2006 letter, then Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia said the matter was clear. Quote, if there was any constitutional issue resolved by the Civil War, it's that there is no right to secede, he said.
That's not a legal argument. Oh, there was a war.
So just because there's not a legal right to secede does not mean that there's no path to it. It just means that the path that you've taken is not.
It just means we've got to cut a new path.
Yeah. You know, okay, so here's the other argument to this. If that's correct, if what he's saying is true, right, and you're interpreting it as there's no way to leave, if that's how you're going to interpret that, then there was no way for us to become an independent country. In the United States, there was no way for us to become an independent country.
Yeah, it was not
country.
Legal to leave the United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom, we
the
are
king
still...
king said no.
Do you still recognize the king of England and the UK as owning us?
Most people don't.
Because if you don't, then you have to also, unless you admit to being a hypocrite, you also have to accept the fact that New Hampshire has the right to leave. And we don't have to ask your permission to do that.
Yeah, the king didn't want the United States to secede.
Now, I'm not saying that we have to go about it the same way that our founders of the United States, went about it, because they did go to war over it.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go there. I don't think we're going to have to go there. But you don't know where things are going to go. You don't know if you can do it peacefully until you try. And so if we fail...
And that's specifically in the language, by the way. The word peaceably is in the language of this proposal.
If we fail, then you then ask the question of, okay, well, is it worth going to war over? Maybe the answer is no.
Well, ultimately, don't do that. We're going to take
that's not what this is about.
Right.
That's
we're going to take this from a peaceful perspective.
Right.
And the people that are going to be asking the question of whether or not this is worth going to war over are the federal government people.
And what's interesting, too, is if you actually say, if you actually are against this, that means you are pro going to war over it, because that's the alternative, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's either we go about this the peaceful route, the way we are, or we don't even bother with an amendment and we just go to war over it, right?
In which case, the federal government will then begin killing its own supporters, because there will still be loyalists here in in New Hampshire during a war.
Let's try to do it the peaceful route. And, what comes next, maybe it'll be, maybe we will fail first time around, but maybe, it's like, I want to go through about this peacefully. So I think, even if we do fail, let's just try again, and we'll keep trying, right?
Exactly.
I think
we need to build this issue to the key issue of our time, for sure.
Yeah.
Tarosian, the one guy that got to speak to them, one of the co-sponsors, said the slim Republican majority in New Hampshire's two legislative chambers is one reason the amendment's chances for passage are minimal. Although I disagree with him. As you pointed out, Chris, the Democrats say they're in favor of democracy. I mean, that's what they say
all the time.
It's in the name of their party. So if they are against voting, if they're against letting the people of New Hampshire vote on this, number one, it shows they're scared of what the people of New Hampshire are going to do. And number two, it shows they're against democracy.
Yep.
So
pro-democracy and afraid to allow people to vote for something just because you don't want them to do the thing that you personally don't want to happen,
you're not really pro-democracy.
You should get voted out.
Actually, if you vote against this, it also shows that you're afraid. Well, you're afraid of the fact that you will become independent. That the people will vote.
That's right.
And that there is a lot of support. So
that's exactly what I said.
And it is, and I know I'm repeating it.
Yeah. Me too.
It's worth repeating.
But it's worth repeating, right?
It's more of another quote from Tarosian. Quote: "It's more of a shot across the bow to the feds who want to impose mandates and regulations that infringe on the U.S. and the state constitutions." He said. Quote: "Do I think we're going to do it? Absolutely not. There's not a snowball's chance. The other side of the aisle has mischaracterized this and said I'm not a patriot. I'm a U.S. Coast Guard veteran, and I'm all about protecting rights and freedom and keeping the cost of state government at reasonable levels." Unquote. And there's more. In fact, he does say, he has a quote about whether, if this actually does succeed, if this proposal goes through, what does he say about that? That's coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. That allows you to join us with your thoughts on New Hampshire independence or independence where you happen to be. Is there a movement that we haven't heard about yet? This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After being charged with four counts of homicide involuntary manslaughter, the parents of the school shooter in Oxford, Michigan are on the run, last being seen in their car when appearing for court over a video conference. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard joins Fox News and explains why police cannot find the parents.
We were notified by the prosecutor's office that she was going to issue charges. Then we went to move to arrest the parents. And at that point, a little later in the morning, the attorney said the parents are now non-responsive.
The state of Oklahoma is suing the Biden administration over the coronavirus vaccine mandate for federal workers and the military. The lawsuit claims the mandate will force many National Guard members to quit, which would harm the safety and security of Oklahomans. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has signed a bill extending government funding. He did so hours before the government runs out of money. The extension pushes existing funding into mid-February. The House and Senate passed what's known as a continuing resolution Thursday night. 210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says these lower numbers were to be expected.
Raise everybody's taxes, they're making it more difficult for every business to do business, and they're adding regulations every day. So what do they think is going to happen? You're going to get fewer jobs, so poor families like mine growing up are just going to struggle to get work. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Many are concerned that the underwhelming jobs report came even before the Omicron variant appeared, with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying the new variant could make the United States inflation problem even worse. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on a centralized exchange and a decentralized exchange. You can create an account over at centralized exchange, xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com, using just an email address, and therefore you can keep your privacy intact. Over at X Markets, you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, then use your Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, as well as Uniswap. You can get the Uniswap link right there on the front page over at intercoin.org. Once again, that's intercoin.org. You might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Now, speaking of advancing the cause of liberty, declaring independence from the United States would definitely do that. We were just talking about last night how New Hampshire is the freest state in all of North America. When you compare Mexico, Canada, United States, all the states and provinces in those places, New Hampshire's number one. New Hampshire is also number one of all the 50 states, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study that just came out, the 2021 study. You can see that over at freedominthe50states.org. org, I believe. If you go to freekeen.com, I just put up a lengthy story about these studies today. New Hampshire also, I found this one through the Free State Project newsletter. There's a website. Let me see if I can get the site name because it's escaping me at the moment. It is Wallet Hub. WalletHub.com. They do a study that I'd never heard of before called the Taxpayer Return on Investment Rankings. Now, it's kind of a silly name because the idea that anybody gets any sort of return from the government stealing their money is ridiculous.
An investment sounds like it's voluntary.
Yeah. It's just a terrible name for
just investing in the government. Yeah. No, that's not what anybody's ever called paying taxes.
Right.
I mean, it's also kind of weird, too, because it's cost of doing business, maybe, but it's not necessarily... You don't necessarily expect a return on. It's kind of like if you have a company and you pay for somebody to administer your email servers, you don't have a return on that specific cost.
Yeah, what they're talking about here is not specifically that you would get some sort of money back or whatever. No, it's not like that.
Yeah.
What they're saying is they compared the 50 states and the size of the government compared to the amount of taxes and the quote unquote like quality of the government services based on the amount of money that's coming into them, meaning that New Hampshire is a relatively low burden as far as taxes are concerned, very low, actually.
Yep.
And they also have a fairly decent, you know, when you compare governments, right? Now, we're looking at cancer here, right?
Yeah.
So, like, which DMV is the least worst DMV?
Yeah,
they have
a name for it. They call it the New Hampshire Advantage.
Is that what the New Hampshire advantage is?
It's like lower taxes and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, lower taxes. I think it's the sales tax. There's no sales tax is what it is.
That's one
thing.
Yeah, but
there's more to it. It's just that New Hampshire in general has a lower tax burden.
That's true. I don't know if I would say that the bureaucrats are, you know, the New Hampshire advantage, though.
No, just whenever, like, I was knocking on doors for Young Americans for Liberty, some of the people they had as their, not like slogans, but like, bullet points for why you should vote for them. I want to keep the New Hampshire advantage.
Right. That means New Hampshire's lower taxes and better because
of that. I think it's clear. I think we should probably be clear about why they do this. And one of the reasons why politicians want to have no sales tax and have this advantage is because we get business from other states.
Correct.
People not necessarily living here, but driving into New Hampshire
to buy alcohol, cigarettes.
Just go shopping in general
without sales tax. So, yeah, that's kind of what the New Hampshire advantage is.
Yep.
That doesn't speak to the quality of the government services, though, and that's what this study is looking at. So it's looking at, you know, looking at the relatively low cost of government in New Hampshire. And then the question is, do you get, like, squat for services, or do you actually get, like, you know, in the scale of governments, relatively decent services? So, like, for instance, if you go into the DMV here in New Hampshire, I don't think they have lines anymore because now they have appointments due to COVID, but previously the lines weren't that bad, and, like, the ladies behind the counter might actually smile at you. Like the bureaucrats over at the city hall, the city hall bureaucrats, they're usually pretty friendly with you as far as when you go and pay, you know, like your property tax bill or something like that. So they're just a little bit better here as far as, like, they're less. I mean, they're still bureaucrats.
But you heard me on the phone with the bureaucrat from San Antonio the other day that was just lying about forwarding me to the wrong place and just being so rude to me for, like, having the audacity to ask her for her services.
Yeah, and it's not to say you won't encounter that in New Hampshire, but in my experience, the bureaucrat experience here isn't as bad as it is in some other places. And so, for instance, like, I've called the court here in New Hampshire on a number of occasions, and they're always friendly, and they almost always find the information that I'm looking for.
Yeah,
so.
I think what it is that they're terrible here, and they're just a little bit less terrible than everywhere else.
Well, that's all that we're talking about. Like
comparing
disease.
You make it sound like it's like, oh, they smile at you and stuff.
I've had that happen. I've actually had,
Did you get a young girl that just started working there? Is that who smiled at you? Because I don't usually get that smile when I go in.
No. I actually did have a young girl whenever I went to go get my driver's license, unfortunately. Mm. I had, like, a young, nice person. And, yeah, if I went to go get a driver's license in, like, San Antonio or Utah, it'd be horrible. I mean, I have...
Yeah.
have done that.
So that's all I'm saying. That's what they're comparing here. Mm. They're comparing the, you know, the government's quote-unquote services in all 50 states. And they found that New Hampshire had the lowest, like comparatively lower tax burden and surprisingly decent services for the low tax burden that they had. Essentially, they're the number one
that
state.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so number one, across the board in multiple studies.
And it's probably because you're more likely to know these people.
Well, that doesn't hurt, right? Like when you see the bureaucrats, like I just saw one of the ladies that works at the courthouse. I saw her when we were at the Mexican restaurant the other day. She's walking by, you know, going to have dinner or whatever. So yeah, there's a good chance you're going to run into a state rep at the grocery store. There's a good chance you're going to run into even the judge. You know, walking down the street at some point. So
yeah,
it's
like,
not unheard of.
Yeah, like you know where the judge lives in your town.
You can. And we protest in front of his house.
Judges, politicians, the governor's house. I mean, the state itself is like 1.3 million people.
Correct.
So, I mean, the largest city is 100,000, like around 100,000. So
right. It's just more accessible. The government here is more accessible than in a lot of places. So just, you know, I bring this up. As just a point, like, once we can get the federal government gang off our backs, New Hampshire will, I think, and I think arguably it already is the freest place on the planet, but there's no study that really shows that crystal clear. But if you can extrapolate the idea that, you know, New Hampshire or that the United States is one of the freest countries generally, and New Hampshire is the number one freest state, if we're not weighed down by California, New York, federal regulations, all this, you know, crap that's currently weighing us down, we will be by and far the freest place on the planet.
You
there's
know,
no doubt.
You know, it's interesting. I was having kind of a conversation the other day with somebody who is... Well, we'll say they're sort of your arch enemy, Ian. Anyway, but you know, he made me think that you know, it's one of the things that you. It's not always just about the freedom, right? Like. There's other factors too, and New Hampshire is not just good on like freedom or taxes. They're good like in so many ways, like surrounding ways. Like for example, like we're near a large population center, you know, which you know attracts, you know, increases salaries and
you know, Boston.
Yeah, like Boston. Okay. But the point is that like there's other factors that also you know help to make New Hampshire a really great place. It's not a heavily populated place or too populated, so the cost of living isn't high, but at the same time, you get all the benefits, like economic benefits, like, and we're not even talking about just government, right? We're talking about just, let's just get rid of all governments, right? We would still have that, you know, that advantage, so to speak, simply because of, you know, like lower cost of living and still being around a very, very populated area where you can do trade and business and so on. So,
but what happens if the proposal for New Hampshire secession happens? What if it passes? One of the state reps does address that question coming up here in moments, even though he doesn't think it's likely to happen. And I gotta say, I disagree with his negativity about that, but there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us, share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. And also want to make sure you know that we're raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. What they do at Give Directly is they locate recipients that are in need and they use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered over $400 million to more than a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. Isn't that what you would prefer? Well, if so, Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas that are plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Head over to give.freetalklive.com. So talking about independence, New Hampshire with the ballot measure, or at least theoretical ballot measure. There's a bill that's being filed. We don't have the number of the bill yet, but the bill's already getting Can you even call a bill if it's a constitutional amendment? I'm not really sure what the right wording is.
I would use constitutional amendment personally, but
the constitutional amendment hasn't gotten a number yet, but it's already getting media attention. The Keene Sentinel running a feature story. We've been sharing that and commenting throughout the night tonight, but of course there's other things to talk about on the way. We'll talk about the elderly and them being subjected to a driving test that may stop them from driving for the rest of their lives. Chris has that story. That's coming up. But again, Ian, Chris, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. So they're interviewing this. The Keene Sentinel got one of the co-sponsors of the constitutional amendment to secede from the United States on the phone and got some comments from him. He doesn't actually believe that this has a chance of passing. In fact, he says there's not a snowball's chance that this is going to pass, which I think is, you know, awfully defeatist sounding, and I wish that he was more optimistic, but I understand. It's probably a realistic viewpoint to say, hey, look, the first time anything gets proposed politically, it generally doesn't pass. So it's a realistic viewpoint to say that.
You know, they keep saying that until it does pass.
Yeah, that's true.
And it often comes, you know, as I think Dave has made a very good point. One of the people who's kind of got the whole thing off the ground as far as independence for New Hampshire. Dave Ridley. Yeah. But one of the points he makes is, you know, that there are a lot of people who, if you had asked just a couple years earlier whether, and I forget what countries he's referencing, but you know, whether or not, you know, the country could ever, or the, I guess they were part of another country or something, whether they could ever be independent, right? And everybody would have said, no, it could never happen. And, you know, a couple of years later, before anybody realized what happened, they were independent.
I really hope to see the conquered government suddenly one day just being like, oh, crap, we're independent. It's going to be a lot harder to fillet the federal government, and we actually have to answer to these people.
I'm looking forward to that as well. So what if it actually happens? What if this ballot measure gets on the ballot? What if more than two-thirds of New Hampshire voters vote for it? He says, quote, the other side of the aisle has mischaracterized... Oh, sorry, next paragraph. Tarosian said that even in the extremely unlikely event the proposal succeeds, the results might not be as earth-shattering as some believe. He compared it to Brexit, the United Kingdom's withdrawal from the European Union. He said, quote, it really didn't affect things. I know it's different, but the fear of change is worse than the actuality, unquote. And I appreciate his viewpoint on that.
I don't agree with him on that. It definitely changed the UK majorly. But
how did it change it majorly? Hear about it.
I mean, okay, so like for example, and again, some of this is kind of hard. And one of the problems with the UK is the timing of their I want to say their independence, but the timing of Brexit, right? It happened during the pandemic, effectively. So
well, it took 4 years to get
it
through.
Did.
Like the
it
people
did.
Voted for it, like in 2016.
It did. Right. But one of the points, I guess, is that if you look at, like, you know, we have traffic issues. Like, everybody has issues with, you know, truck drivers, and there not being enough of them. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really, really bad for the UK. And that's not entirely – it's a solvable problem, but it's partially – because of Brexit and them not allowing basically non-UK drivers into the country.
Now, that's a choice they made.
Right.
Right.
That's not like something that has to happen because somebody secedes.
It doesn't.
That's what comes around back to what we were talking about earlier, where there's a certain group of right-wingers who are going to want to lock the borders down of New Hampshire when we secede. And at that point, those will become our enemies. Those people exist. And
yes. We were trying to interview somebody, and he said he didn't want to go on the record to say it, and then he just started spouting off really pro-closed borders thing.
Okay. When they say pro-closed borders, do they mean outside of the U.S. borders?
They mean building
a
wall around New Hampshire and keeping out people from New Hampshire. That's what they
really
mean. Yeah. And there's more than one of them. It wasn't just one guy.
Well, I was just giving him an example of the fact that we spoke to one.
At the same event she's talking about, there was more than one person who had a similar viewpoint.
I would have imagined that the people who were pro-borders would have been like, yeah, except for the United States. Or except for Canada and the United States.
They want to keep the mask out.
I think most people are pro-borders. Before, even after I became a libertarian, the last change that happened in me was, actually, you know, I do understand why there needs to be open borders. Like, I was against the cops forever. The last thing was, okay, now I understand why it doesn't make sense to have closed borders. I used to think, we have to have closed borders for protection.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to have closed borders.
Right, okay. Yeah. She used to think differently.
Yeah, right. It's interesting. Like, I could almost see, like, I don't necessarily, like, I understand that I don't want people to move here, not necessarily immigrants or foreigners. I'm okay with that. But I don't want certain people to move here that...
But just give them no incentive to move here. Give state lovers no incentive to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, this
then
is,
you don't have to worry about
the biggest.
I love that idea. That's a much better idea.
Yeah, okay.
than the closed borders.
And the Free State Project, Jeremy Kaufman has been doing their social media recently, and he's done a really good job of addressing this because this is one of the main objections, is that, all the Boston people are going to move in and take over, and it's going to become a socialist state. It's like, no, the evidence shows the opposite is true. The evidence shows that the more we get closer towards more freedom here in New Hampshire, the less attractive New Hampshire becomes to those people, to the very people who that you're talking about that you don't want to come here. Turns out they don't want to come here. If there's a bunch of freedom people in the state house, if a bunch of freedom people are, you know, putting more liberty into place and getting rid of state programs, slashing state budgets, cutting taxes, eliminating entire bureaucracies,
what happens is
the people stay away.
Yeah, the best way to keep people out is literally to go more free. You know?
And the people who are freedom minded, even just the slightest bit in a place like Massachusetts, they might hear about New Hampshire and think, oh, Massachusetts is less where I want to be. And New Hampshire is more where I want to be. Yeah, they may be coming from Massachusetts, but they're liberty-minded.
Or at least more so
this
than
is,
not.
You know, this is one of those reasons why I kind of like to see, and I don't have a gun, but I like to see people open carrying.
Yes.
It's because it scares people who are, we don't necessarily want here, people who are not pro-freedom.
Yeah, the best thing we can do besides legislative advances towards freedom is to actually do what you're talking about.
Yep.
Open carry a weapon. It doesn't have to be a gun. It could be a knife or whatever you feel comfortable open carrying. Open carry a weapon and don't wear a mask. That plus those two things is like the 1-2 punch to knock the statist, leftist, you know, liberal types out of this state, because they get scared. Like, they go on social media and they cry about this stuff. Oh my God, I was walking down the street the other day, I was in the store, and there was a man with a gun, and he didn't have a mask on, and I remembered I'm not in Massachusetts anymore. Those are real people.
Yeah, the other day, Nikki, and my little sister and I were at a restaurant, and Nobody and Nikki were just talking out loud about their opinions about masks. Like, you're just wearing a diaper on your face, the particles can go through it. Nikki is a nurse, by the way, and she was saying those things.
Yep.
And it was just silence. Like, I was trying not to laugh or smile because the staff was, like, clearly listening to us, upset, and just not saying anything.
Weren't
they
the only ones in the store?
We were the only people in the store, and it was, like, silent. They were just,
You know what's so funny is I always feel like I'm living in a bubble because I don't hear this kind of stuff, but at the same time I know from other people it's happening. But it's like, but this is also why I like the idea of having other people like join in on conversations that I don't agree with, because I then get a understanding of, okay, what do people actually, you know, think and feel that disagree, you know, that are not part of my bubble, you know.
Coming up, a pair of parents have been charged criminally in a school shooting. Bonnie's got that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and the elderly people being subjected to what might be a very unfair driving test. We'll talk about that on the way. This is Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.